The U.S. Army has ruled out allegations that airstrikes led by Washington had killed dozens of civilians in the northern province of Aleppo on Saturday. A U.S. Central Command spokesman claims the people killed during air raids on the village of Bermahla were ISIL terrorists. A statement comes in response to an earlier report by the so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights group, which is based in London. The group accused the U.S.-led coalition of having committed a, quote, massacre by killing at least 60 civilians in the village of Bermahla. Washington and its allies have been carrying out airstrikes on Syria and Iraq without a U.N. mandate since last October. However, the airstrikes have been ineffective in eradicating ISIL terrorists and have caused many civilian deaths. A Syrian activist and political commentator, Mimi Alham, joins us from Australia. Ms. Alham, there have been various accounts as to what took place in that village in the province of Aleppo, northern Syria. What are your thoughts on how the events have transpired?
You know, for the last 4 years, the U.S. has accepted the word of the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights as fact. And whenever it's reported that the Syrian government has been bombing. But when it comes to reporting that the U.S. government has killed civilians, suddenly the U.S. government no longer respects the word of the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. So it's quite a blatant hypocrisy. And, you know, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has been a pro-opposition revolutionary organization since the start. So it's, in fact, in its interests not to speak out against the U.S., but it has, in fact, stated that the civilians have been killed. And, of course, the U.S., though believing them previously, now deny it. And the idea that they're killing ISIS in the area, I've heard reports that there were no ISIS in that area. It is in the Aleppo region, not in the Raqqa region. And the hypocrisy is of the responsibility to protect is the reason the U.S. has been starting all these humanitarian wars around the Middle East, including Libya and Syria. They tried to start a war. Of course, all the American people are against it, and all the Syrian people are against their presence in Syria also. The reason for this strike could be that the insurgents that the U.S. have previously armed and supported attacked Kurds in the area to the west of the town. And the U.S.'s goal in Syria is to basically enforce a partition of a Kurdish region and a region that they designated for ISIS. They don't actually want to defeat ISIS. They just want to contain it in that region.
Well, it is incidents like this that further put into question the effectiveness of the airstrikes and by many accounts even questions the motives of the so-called coalition led by the U.S.
Well, you know, the motives have, the claimed motives have been changing constantly. First, it was to protect the Syrian people, to install democracy. There have been claims that the Syrian government have been bombing activists that are looking for democracy and killing their own people. And here we have the U.S. government bombing the Syrian people and killing them themselves for totally now new reasons, supposedly fighting ISIS, which they themselves have created and caused since the Iraq War. So, of course, you know, it would be logical to question the word of the U.S. government and what their real intentions are. And it seems every action that they've taken is to create failed states and civil wars. That's their main objective in the Middle East.
Thank you very much. That was Syrian activist and political commentator Mimi Alham joining us here on Press TV's World News.